This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Enjoy. Got a lot. We have a lot to discuss tonight. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really just being part of the conversation. All right, let's just get to it because we do have a lot. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute, he's going to join us after the first break. We've got churches ongoingly, I don't know if that's a proper terminology, but we'll use it anyway, just still deciding to stay open, even though they've, you know, been tried to have been shut down. I talked to a couple of pastors this week that said that the Board of Health in their particular areas have called them to see if they were open. I don't know if they're trying to catch them in a lie or what, but... Although we can still have the protests. That's the thing I don't understand. I don't understand, and I've always told you, I'm not the smartest man in the room. But I don't understand how coronavirus does not affect those rioting, where you've got yelling and screaming and people touching each other, all kinds of things going on. However, in church, where you have, worshiping and people are singing and holding hands and or laying hands on each other, praying over each other, all of a sudden the virus kind of like takes off in those situations. It's just always been amazing to me. I don't have a college degree, so apparently I don't know what I'm talking about most of the time. That's all right. I don't mind. When we're looking at the road of elitism, you want more proof that they think they're so much better than you. And you know who they is. There's no way around it. I'm talking about the Democrats. They think they're so much better than you. The proof is Pelosi, she went to a shuttered San Francisco hair salon to get her hair all done up and blown out and all that, whatever you can, you know, say. Owners of other salons say this is a real slap in the face. They go, you know, they've been shut down forever. Her nephew shut the state down. That's right. Gavin Newsom is her nephew. Shut the state down. Specifically, hair salons have to be closed. You can only cut hair outside. Guaranteed that Nancy Pelosi did not stick her neck in a sink outside in the sun. But like the Chicago mayor, she's much more important than you are. Although, Nancy... the blowout and everything, not going to help what's going on between the ears. Just thought I'd let you know. But they had thought the cameras were off. They had forgot about the security footage. All right, now she's on, think about something. She is on the president, right, for not following the COVID-19 protocols. Now, she didn't call him that. What she said was she did what the business owner or the processes in place that the business owner did. It doesn't matter what the business owner has for processes, apparently. Ask Gavin, he'll tell you. It matters what the governor wants, what he's told, you know, the local authorities to do. So, anyhow, this is perfect to show you really what they believe about you. The stylist doing her hair can be seen following her wearing a black face mask. Salons in San Francisco have been closed since March were only notified they could reopen on September 1st for outdoor hairstyling only. Nancy, well, we all know she's a little off. Maybe she thought she was outside. I don't know. Now, the salon owner who had the security cameras up, he says, look, I'm not sharing this to Nail Nancy. I'm sharing this because of what everyone in my industry is going through, what everybody in my city is going through. And it's okay for her, but nobody else? Right? They've got people there that are, you know, independent stylists, like an independent contractor. And they pay for their chair. They rent their chairs. And that's how they make their money. Right? They got to get people in and out of those chairs. He said, the owner said that one of the stylists who rents a chair from him contacted them on Sunday and told him what was happening. So this is just this is just amazing. So again, like I said, even a salon owner said, like, are you kidding me right now? Do I let this happen? What do I do? You know, think about the situation he's in, right? Auntie Nancy wants her hair done. So does he break the law? Does he do what his buddies can't do? Why does she get a leg up? The owner said it was a slap in the face that she went in. You know, that she feels that she could just go in, get her stuff done. Well, no one else can. I can't go into work, but one of my chair, you know, one of the operators renting a chair for me can and has to because it's Nancy. And then Nancy, hey, anybody notice? She didn't have a mask on. You won't hear about any of this in mainstream media. So she had no mask on walking around being inside the store. But the stylist did. And you know the funny thing about it, the speaker always wears a mask. And now she's requiring, or going to, I shouldn't say just requiring, she's going to require coronavirus masks in the chamber. But again, the hairstylist, I mean, she doesn't have to have one at the hairstylist. Boy. You know, I don't know if hypocrisy, maybe they really don't know what it means. Really, maybe they just don't have a clue. Joe was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, you know, sign up for our email blast. And not only that, I mean, even more than that, there's a little button that says donate. Social media has really just cramped us. Really just made it hard for people to find the show, find the information, skip a cup of coffee at that really expensive place. Why you're still going there, I have no clue. But skip a cup of coffee at an expensive place. Give me the $5. I really do appreciate your time with me. But I don't want to waste this guy's time. I want to bring him back on because I so much enjoy when he's on with us. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute joins us as he does every week. I just so much appreciate, again, the time that he spends with us. Brad, welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Always look forward to it.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about at this point. I mean, I'm sure you follow a lot. I mean, John Grace Community Church.
John MacArthur.
John MacArthur. The county took his parking spaces away from him. And I made a couple of calls. Not that I made it happen, but it was like, hey, somebody needs to say something about this to the county. And the supervisor, Catherine Barger, came out and said, look, this just isn't right. We shouldn't be doing this. Just isn't right. But she's only one of five votes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? It's really tragic because a government should take action for things for which they have legal support, where someone's violating the law, not paying their rent, not paying their taxes. Okay, I get it. But they went into court, and they weren't successful in getting what they wanted. So then they said, as poor losers, like a big, giant crybaby, they said, this is the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. They decided, okay, well, we'll take away his parking lease for where he parks his cars. That's what we'll do. Well, wait a minute. Why are you doing this? Because what they're doing is illegal. Well, no, wait a minute. You went to court. You didn't make your case good enough, and the judge didn't agree with you. So you're going to take the law into your own hands and your own prejudice and make decisions based on your own prejudice and not based on the law and equal protection and treatment of all people, including churches, under the law. So it's very tyrannical. It's like something you would expect in like a tyrannical third world dictator kind of a country, you know. You just don't expect this kind of bias and just flippant actions of injustice by a government in the United States like this.
But you've seen it. We've both seen it. So we've talked about these kind of cases over the years that you've been on with me where they lose in court and they try to skin it a different way for, lack of a better term. But they try to go at it from a different angle and try to pull it off from a different angle. And that's exactly what you're seeing happen here. You saw it happen in Portland with those, with the pastor up there. These people just won't give up and they keep coming at it because they really believe that they're right. They're righteous and you have to do what they say. I mean, that's scary. That they're going to throw everything they can at you, and we don't have those kind of funds, and they're using our money against us, aren't they?
You're right, and lots of money against us, but you're correct. It's very dangerous when government can act in a manner that is not under the law, but under their own bias and flippant desires and attitudes based on who is in power. That means we're no longer a nation of laws, but we're instead under a nation of men and tyranny. That's a very basic concept of justice and freedom in our country. And yet the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, Los Angeles County itself, they apparently don't understand that or they don't care. And the sad thing, Joe, this opens up a door in the future. Let's say the LA County doesn't like a church's hiring policies. They think that it's should be different. And they can't go to court because they're protected by the First Amendment. They can't just do that. So then they start saying, well, we're going to make things difficult for them. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That's not a free society. That society is society under the tyranny and the whims of whoever's in power. And that's very, very dangerous, particularly for minorities, religious minorities, as well as ethnic minorities, or any other kind of minority in a community.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, let's kind of switch gears just a little bit here. We've got, churches that are opening, that are staying open and refusing to close. Many sheriffs here in California, some of our largest counties, the sheriffs are saying, we're not going to do anything about this. We're not going to go in and shut them down. We're not going to do any of that. And what people don't realize is the sheriff has more latitude to do what they want to do as opposed to a police chief, because the police chief can be removed by the city council where the sheriff has been voted in by the people. Big difference, right?
Yeah, there is. And that's the problem with these public health officers is that they are now the new weapon of the governor. So they can come in, and they're threatening churches. I was with a church last night in Los Angeles, and they have this, and there's a good number of them. Unfortunately, there's too many of them. That's why I can just say this, where the public health officer is coming around saying, okay, if we catch you having a church service and worshiping the Lord on a Sunday morning, if we catch you, we're going to give a big fine of this amount, and then this amount, and then up to $50,000, and basically just strangle these churches. And here's a real sad thing people realize. When we're talking about the inner city churches, predominantly the churches where a lot of minorities actually congregate. In the African-American community, the Latino community, for example, Asian, et cetera. These churches in these cities, they don't have a big lot next door to have an outdoor service.
That's right.
So while churches in nice, large suburbia, they have the luxury to still be able to worship. Those in the cities don't. And what we discovered is that the parks, which would be an alternative, they can maybe have a church. The counties and the cities are shutting down the parks from allowing churches to be able to have outdoor church services that otherwise can't have a service anywhere else. So they're shutting down their church and saying, yeah, we're not going to let you use the park. And yet we're going to allow demonstrators and rioters to freely, you know, do whatever they want, but we're not going to let you be in a park because whatever. It's once again another example of tyranny that I thought I would never see in my lifetime here in the United States, maybe somewhere else, but not here.
But Brad, there's no consistency here, though. There is absolutely none. When you look at what's happening, and again, I don't want to keep harping on the riots, but you know, you've got people chanting and dancing, no masks in the street. You know, you talk about being asinine. Last week, when the Republican convention, and they were all over President Trump for having, you know, all those people on the White House lawn, and this was going to be a tsunami of, you know, of COVID now because of this, but yet they praised the tens of thousands march on D.C. And what did they have? They didn't have masks on. There was no social distancing there. This is all going to be fodder for you to use in court, isn't it?
Oh, it will. It absolutely will. And that's one reason why the governor recently decided, you know, he said, okay, churches, you can have outdoor services. The only reason he said that was because he knows he would lose because of the double standards and unequal protection of the law.
We'll hit more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Check it out during the break, pji.org. pji.org. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, not to urge healing, but instead to express support for police.
I'm here today. I feel so safe. and you went through hell just a few days ago.
The president toured local businesses that were damaged during the protests.
We're going to work with you. We're going to help you. Okay? We'll help you rebuild.
He also praised law enforcement at a local high school.
I came to thank the law enforcement, the police. They're incredible.
Felicia Martin is first vice chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party.
You are the president of the United States of America. You are not the president of white supremacist America. We need you to stand up and do your job.
The president did promise $4 million in federal aid to help local businesses that were hit by rioters. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's keep it going. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a phenomenally great organization that helps, you know, protect your rights, my rights across the country. And you know, when you're talking about churches and others that may not have the means but need protection, PJI is there for them. And Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. And tell people before we get rolling here again, what is PJI?
PJI stands for Pacific Justice Institute. Although we have offices on coast to coast now, in New York and Dallas, Mississippi, Denver, and of course the West Coast. And we do all our work without charge, defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. And one thing that makes us unique, Joe, is that we make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets help, no one's turned away. And it's very different than others who often will cherry pick, you know, high profile cases. That's not what we do, and that's very unique, and that's why so many moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas out there and even churches support our work on a monthly basis, and we're very, very appreciative of that. And we also have a great newsletter called The Legal Insider that comes out via email once a week, and people can sign up for that on our website as well as look at our other empowering resources at pji.org.
All right, so let's get back to the fodder that you're going to have in court with these protests. I know that the governor's auntie put him in a little bit of a pickle, didn't she? She went to did you see the video of Nancy Pelosi going into the hairdresser and getting her hair washed and blown dry and all that? And I'm saying to myself, now wait a minute, he shut down hairdressing places. You can get your hair cut, but only outside. And you can't be inside. She was inside, no mask. My God. I mean, I hope you grab that video and use that if you have to go to court.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, that her the mandate that her nephew, Governor Gavin Newsom, pronounced, and some people still don't realize that they're related like that. He's governor. She's the aunt of Governor Gavin Newsom. Apparently, she just feels that she's above the law. We've seen that enough with the the deep state and politicians who pronounce one thing and then they want something different. They want to be treated above the law. So apparently she thinks that she's above the law, that somehow the coronavirus doesn't affect her or she doesn't have to worry about it. But yet she has no problem invading the rights and liberties of everyone else and business owners for her own political platitude purposes. And that's, it was just very revealing to show that she really, by her actions, we see she really doesn't believe what she's been saying about the coronavirus, or just doesn't care. It's just all political script for her and posturing. And that's just, it's so obvious. You don't just, you just watch it and you see it, and you just, it's just so clear. And but it's still disappointing. I would like to think that we have, you know, despite whether you're Republican or Democrat, I like all of our political people to be sincere in what they say and how they lead, even if I don't agree with it. But this was definitely lacking sincerity based on her past political script.
And the day before that, she pronounced that there will be corona masks worn in the chambers. Right? So, I mean, you don't have to say it. I'll say this. In the early days of the show, I would not allow anybody to say that liberalism or, you know, Democrats were was a mental illness. But when you see this going on, when you see these people for, 4 months now? They've been talking about the peaceful protests going on in Seattle and Portland and other places. And then somehow, Brad, I mean, maybe I need mental health here. Maybe I missed something. Somehow, over the weekend, this switch got flicked, and now CNN and MSNBC and all of them are reporting about the terrible, the violent protests that have been going on across the country because Donald Trump has been inciting them. Like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
they decided to change their script. First, they're saying it didn't happen, even though things were... buildings were burning behind them as they were doing their stories. So they were saying, oh, it's peaceful protest here. Well, there's a few individuals, but it's just so peaceful here. And they were lying and deceiving, clearly, I mean, irrebuttably. And now they realize that now they're looking like jerks. Everyone knows that there's rioting. Everyone knows there's massive violence in the streets. So now they're saying, okay, let's change it. Let's say Trump. It's Trump's fault. That's it. Donald Trump's fault. He's the one that's... Wait a minute. No, he's not the mayor of Portland or the governor of Oregon. You know, so they're trying to bring out this new script, and it's really pathetic because it's an insult on the intelligence of the American people. to think that somehow the president is responsible for the ineptitude of local and state leaders.
I'm enjoying it all. Pelosi came out the other day. She says, Trump soiled the White House parading all those people through it last week, and I'm thinking, isn't it the people's house? I don't know. I'm just just saying. I mean, people just in the early days of the White House, it was open to everybody. People were sleeping in the hallways. They would pop in on the president in the middle of the day. I don't think people realize that.
No, you're right. And a Pew Research study came out, and they asked the question, "What's the number one issue that you believe is the most important in this election?" And everyone expected the coronavirus, COVID-19, that would be number one, or the Chinese virus, right?
Mm-mm.
But no. The number one on the list now is rioting in cities in America and the need for law and order. That is number one on the list. And I think that is why the liberal media realized, oh, shoot, they're not believing our lies. We've got to now address that the rioting's happening, and we're just going to try to shift it and blame it. But it's so insulting. And why anyone would watch CNN anymore or Headline News or MSNBC or even CBS, ABC, NBC. It's just so insulting to the intelligence, the IQ of the American people that I couldn't put up with it. I just can't watch that stuff anymore.
I know it makes me nuts because I look at it. I remember back in the 70s, the crime rates in New York City, and how bad it was. And the pictures I'm looking at now could have been the pictures from the early 70s in New York City. Okay, I grew up in a crime-ridden area too. I know what it's like to be walking the streets and being worried about being shot. And you look at what's happening today, people are. You're looking at these cities. If they didn't have any commentary and they just showed the pictures, would you not think this was a country overseas or down in Venezuela? Would you not, right, seeing those pictures, believe that? There were people walking around, friends of mine, the Democrats, going, that can't be real. They really, because they've been drinking the CNN Kool-Aid for so long, they're looking at these pictures saying, well, they can't be real. They have to be doctored. This can't really be happening. I'm amazed.
Yeah, it is. I remember once when I was watching a show on television, and they're showing these buildings, just abandoned buildings, and it looked like the bombs had gone through, and just And I thought, oh, this must be a documentary on Beirut. And I'm watching this, and I'm watching it, oh, this is terrible. And they said, and this, and as we work with Detroit, and as Detroit tries, I'm like, oh, no. And yet we forget that we have parts of our country that at times have lost civility, have lost law and order.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge price that those people pay. And I think that's one reason why another poll came out just, I think it was just today, where it said that 24% of African Americans are actually planning on voting for Donald Trump for president.
Unheard.
24%.
Yep.
And it's triple the number in the last election. And I think it's because they realize the Democrats don't want to defend us or protect us. They want to use us. They want to use us. And instead, the president is for law and order. We want police. And the president likes police and law enforcement. We want law enforcement in our communities. We're going to support the president. So I think that they can have these false narratives on the media can for so long. Yep. At the end of the day, the people see the results of what they're talking about, what the truth is, and they'll vote accordingly.
You have to admit, you know, I think it was Pew or Rasmussen poll said that the black community, 82% of the black community wants more police, not less, not status quo. They want more police. So how BLM thinks it's selling this and people around them. And again, I haven't, for every 10 BLM interviews that I see done, two of them are black. The rest are white kids, you know, as I said, kids, white kids.
Yeah.
And the murder that went down the other night, I mean, Chris Wallace and the rest of them, now I usually don't get this political when you're on, but I am. I mean, Chris Wallace is upset that they're shooting paintballs, you know, prayer protesters, they're shooting paintballs, and he's worried about that, wants to know what the president has to say about that. How about, Chris, why don't you ask what the president has to say about people being shot and raped, and the Democrats saying nothing about it? This is a sickness, Brad. I mean, it feels like it anyway. We are upside down.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
All right, we got a break to go to. We can both take a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Really, seriously, we're having so much fun. Why would you leave? We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're, you know, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Always a pleasure to have Brad Dacus with me, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, I really do appreciate the work that you guys do. And really, seriously, I think people, we need to try harder to get your information out because people really need to know what it is that you do, or actually see it in real time as to what you do for, you know, kids, parents, even teachers if needed. One of the most common things that happens to me is a trustee in the school district. Finally, after like 5 years, I think I was on the board where I finally had conservative teachers start to step up and say, look, I got a problem. I'm being given heat for this or heat for that. And, you know, some teachers about leaving the Bible on the top of their desk. And they were getting trouble for it. It's like, wait a minute. Really? Come on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we go to bat for teachers, and we help school districts who want to be parent-friendly and sensitive to parents and parental input. We work with those and make sure parental rights are protected in school district settings and with policies. So while we love private schools, we love homeschooling and homeschooling church co-ops, you know, when we see a school district wanting to do the right thing, or we see teachers trying to do the right thing, we at Pacific Justice Institute won't hesitate but to assist them.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that a teacher asked by a student, this happened quite a few years back, you know, some of the sayings that she was using, and the kid said, well, where do you get those? You know, like, I like them, where do you get them? And she says, well, they're based on the Bible. They're based on biblical principle. And so I thought that was really interesting, and that she had the guts at least to say that. And somebody lodged a complaint against her at the time. And I'm thinking, you know, talking to staff, going, she was asked a question. Do you want her to lie? I can't, you know.
Right.
She probably should have said, I can't tell you because the school district won't let me. Maybe that's what she should have done, right?
Yeah, and using those phrases or expressions, that's actually a part of American culture, for that matter, and it in no way is proselytizing people to join a religion just because you use a phrase or expression that, you know, is from the Bible. And so, yeah, that was a clear overstepping by the part of the school.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. You know, we were talking earlier, and somebody sent me a couple of lines here that says that, think about what they've done to MacArthur, Joe. The chief of police actually came out and said, we're not shutting you down. Right? And it's really interesting. In Los Angeles City, you have the city and the county. He has a parking lot that services the church in the county, yet the church itself proper is in the city. So the city police chief said, we're not going to shut you down. We're not doing this. And then he was, what, four times in and out of court where they said they wouldn't issue a restraining order and shut them down as well. And the county, to your point, even the county sheriff wouldn't go out there and start writing tickets or doing whatever. And the county ended up canceling a 45-year-old lease over this. So it just shows you how it paints a picture of how rabid they are against religion / Christian / churches. I do not believe, I personally, you may have a different viewpoint, I personally don't believe this is all about following the rules, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I agree with you. This is not about following the guidelines of the, well, it's not even following the CDC guidelines. They're breaking the CDC guidelines. They're doing something else. It's, you know, the governor's orders, Gavin Newsom's orders. It's so obvious in how slanted it is against institutions of faith. And when you compare with other states, it's really embarrassing. But it's also horrifying to think that this mindset that this governor has is something that he apparently wants to play out indefinitely. And that's very concerning.
Yeah, that is scary. Hey, let me, again, because I'm looking over the emails I got during the break, let's switch gears for a second here, and I know this, you're well-versed in this, so I won't catch you off guard. So this is a story about a teacher refusing to remove a Black Lives Matter sign in a classroom. Now, I have the same complaints from parents. I get a lot of them, and it's not Black Lives Matter. It's now that they get to see what's going on in the classroom, and I think you heard about, is it in Philadelphia, they're trying to make it so parents can't watch. Conservative parents can't watch what the teachers are teaching. But anyway, so I've had plenty of parents start to complain that they're seeing these BLM, these transgender flags, the rainbow flag, and all this other stuff. Yet, you know, MAGA hats or All Lives Matter, anything along those lines, would not be allowed from the student side. This is all backwards, isn't it? I mean, this is a captive audience that the teachers have. That by law, those kids have to be there. Do they really have the leniency and the broad rights or the broad brush rights to do that with the kids?
No, they don't. Teachers, there's some, you know, leeway and discretion, but they cannot turn their classroom into a political or a social indoctrination fish tank. I mean, that's what they're doing when they do this, and then when they cross the line and then they punish a child who has an alternative viewpoint and opinion. That's also out of line. Classroom has to be a place where all students feel welcome, feel equally valued, equally treated, equally important. The actions you just described by these zealot teachers, and I hate to say this, but I think the majority in California government schools, at least, and in a lot of cities, probably fit into this category now, where they do not remain neutral, but they go off in their dogmatism. I think after this election, we'll see teachers do it again like they did last time, in a very uncouth disrespectful, you know, illogical way, you know, expressing their anger or expressing their joy at the outcome of the election to these students, totally insensitive to the fact that there's kids in that class that have different beliefs, that parents have different beliefs, and that teacher needs to do their job and not be, you know, in creating a hostile educational environment, if you will, because of their political, social, political, or religious bias.
Well, you know, listen, it started with, and this is, you and I have talked about this even privately to a degree, about how when the teacher started coming out and telling me the issues they were running into, I had to find creative ways to help fix it. You know, it started off with God. Teachers that actually will make fun of kids in a backhanded way about their belief in God and going to church and that kind of stuff. And then from there, when they start getting away with that, they move into politics. You know, I've had parents that have actually sent me video, sent me sound about teachers for the first 5 minutes, a math teacher in the first 5 minutes of a class going off on how bad Donald Trump was or is. And, you know, there's no place in the math. Now, if she, in the middle of a teaching, wants to talk about the bad Trumponomics, I don't know, and do it in an algebraic way, fine. But that is not a class that politics should be welcome in. Now,
right.
I mean, they claim that they do have a form of free speech in the classroom, but my attitude is, you've got my child in there that you've got locked in, and I can't pull him out legally. But you're allowed to spew them with, that's okay, that abortion is all right. This is not fair. It's not right. Can we push back on this? Can a parent push back on these things?
Oh, yes, they can. In fact, any parent, I'm so glad you mentioned this, any parent dealing with this kind of a teacher in this kind of a circumstance should not hesitate to contact Pacific Justice Institute. There are grounds by which we can hold these teachers accountable. They need to be held accountable. And by the way, when they say their First Amendment rights, when another teacher, which rarely happens, if another teacher says anything, perhaps from a different perspective, they're all over them. They want their job. They want them fired immediately.
Right.
So it's clearly a double standard, and it cheapens the quality of education. And that's why government schools, public education, is just losing its reputation every single day, and why parents are just fleeing government schools in larger and larger numbers to seek alternative education, because they're not respected, their children are not respected, and education is no longer number one. It's some other ideology or agenda that these teachers are trying to push, totally disrespectful of the integrity and the trust that parents have in the teaching position.
I you know, and I know that some people find it uncomfortable when I say it, but when parents will call me or send me an email and they're talking about what they're seeing going on with their kids in education, I say, look, your child is now in the last year of junior high school, first year of high school. With all due respect, this is the first time you've seen this? Is this the first time you've cracked their book or asked them questions? I'm more shocked than you are at the teacher. So I keep telling people, look at what your kids are bringing home. In casual conversation, ask them if there was anything at school today that kind of caught their ear. You know, maybe something that they haven't heard daddy or mommy say, or whatever. And I'm amazed at how many people aren't paying attention until it's well too late, I don't want to get too crazy about it, but, you know, the kids come home almost in tears. You know,
right.
People have got to pay attention. Anyhow.
Yeah, and they do. And we've had those cases with Pacific Justice Institute where the kids did come home in tears, and that's tragic. And it's and these kind of government teachers, they need to be fired. Unfortunately, that because of the teachers union in the state of California, it's almost impossible to ever fire a teacher. Any other occupation, restaurants, whatever, you name it. You do a bad job, you get fired. But when our children's education is on the line in their future, no.
You sneezed the wrong way,
not fired.
And it's over.
Yeah.
If they perceive you said the wrong thing, it's over. You're so right. Anyhow, hey, Brad, PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Do a little reading. Go check them out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Remember, Diamond and Silk joins us in the next hour, and we had a lot of fun. We'll be back.